Welcome to Kehilat Musar, 5 Minute Musar. We have a very exciting interview today. We're going to interview Dr. Eliora Peretz, a wonderful faculty member of Kehilat Musar, to get to know her, to hear her story, to hear her Musar and how she offers it to the world. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Dr. Peretz.
Hi. Thank
Hello.
You for having me.
Thank you for being here. So I'll just start with a little introduction from my perspective, and then I'll ask you a few questions. So Hashem brought me to Eliora in a wonderful yeshiva known as the Conservative Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. And she's a very dedicated student of Talmud Torah, learning, and just beautiful nefesh. It is the neshama, just beautiful soul. And it was the year that I committed to developing the first egalitarian vad in Jerusalem, Musar Vad, to practice at the Conservative Yeshiva. And it was in 2009. And Eliora, who with Dr. Peretz was so interested in her own spiritual growth and decided to join the Musar Vad that was forming to practice. So what I'm going to ask first from you is that what drew you to the Vad, to Musar practice in 2009?
Thank you. Well, I was basically starting my second year at the Conservative Yeshiva. So I dwelt for a full year in Talmud and Halacha. And I was basically looking for something a bit more spiritual. And I was so thrilled to learn that you were having this vad. It was really trying to look for some practical guidance, how to be an observant Jew. And, you know, learning about what Musar was, I felt that this was a part of Judaism that I never really got in touch with, that could teach me how to be a mensch, right? How to approach Jewish ethics. And I really wanted to become this special mixture of both being observant, but having behaviors, thoughts, emotions that were really drawn by the halacha. And also start a journey towards spiritual righteousness, if I may.
That's beautiful. It's wonderful to hear. It really is. Because it is that wonderful, what Judaism has in it, a lot of people don't know, obviously, of Musar, is this ability to be observant and to be really, like you said, on this path towards holiness of being a mensch and really combining the two. So not to be just focusing only on ritual observance, which sometimes can happen in certain communities. So it's beautiful to hear that. So I'm really interested after all these years, we're now in 2020, 11 years later, it's so beautiful to still be with you and to now have you growing and teaching and offering to be a part of Kehilat Musar and teaching to a community now in France. So why and how did you continue Musar learning during these 11 years?
Two reasons. Basically, the VAD was a life-changing experience for me. I started to get full consciousness of who I am in various aspects. I call it the 3D, right? With emotion, action, feeling. And basically, I wanted to keep on learning, and it was very hard. It was very hard to find a VAD that would accept me as a woman. So I kind of continued on my own. I was kind of schlepping around my copy of The Path of the Just wherever I was going. And it's really a book that accompanied me for a full decade now. And anytime, you know, something difficult would come up with life, I would really go back to my Cheshbon HaNefesh practice, work on my Kimidot again, And I understood, because of the thanks to the VAD, that my Kimidat were part of a spiritual curriculum, and this spiritual curriculum was really evolving with the years, and that's how I kept on practicing Musa.
That's wonderful. It's amazing. So sometimes listening to you, for our listeners, when she mentioned the path of the just in Hebrew, that is Mesilat Yesharim, and it's amazing text by Rabbi Luzzatto. And he really, it's a classic Musar text, and it does arrange itself based on midot, soul traits, and in order for one to practice Musar and to go through them, to work on ones that one feels one needs for their spiritual curriculum. So listening to Dr. Peretz right now, this is what she really held on to and continued her practice. And of course, engaging in the key Musar practice of Cheshbon HaNefesh, of accounting of the soul, journal of looking at her words, thoughts, and deeds daily, of how she treats herself, others, and her relationship with God. And that is the foundational Musar practice in addition to others. So it's just beautiful to listen to your practice the past decade and what you've kept, how you've kept on going, because sometimes students don't have a VAD near them, or it's just not the same for them online. Although right now during COVID-19, we don't have much choice with that, do we? So I'm really interested. I always see things as that Hashem is kind of directing our curriculum and pushing us. But you may have your own perspective on this, Dr. Peretz. So I want to ask you, why is Hashem pushing you now to share Musar with others and this e-course that you're offering right now?
Yeah, so I would say it has been more like Hashem holding hands rather than pushing. It's been very gentle, but it's mm-hmm. been brutal in some ways. Mm-hmm. Something happened very recently, a life-threatening heaven event. I did Birkat HaGomel, and something was put into place for me to understand that this is the right time for me to share my Torah. Up until now, I felt, you know, a bit shy, uncomfortable, lacking confidence. And I recently understood that it's kind of now or never. Mm. And the corona, as you said, is making things both more difficult and more clear. And, you know, instead of having a face-to-face Bet Midrash, I decided to go online on Zoom, because I'm kind of using Zoom daily through my teaching at the university in my academic career. So that was quite natural for me to use that channel. But definitely, you know, event unfolding and leading me to decide this is the right time for me right now in my life to open up and share this very precious Torah that healed me in the past and in the present, and share that light with other souls that are going on the path of, like, have been suffering and want to heal and to serve the best they can.
That's amazing. That's just beautiful. May it be so. You're such a dedicated soul on this path. For Kedusha, and Dr. Peretz is also working towards her Orthodox smicha, and I know it is your intention, your kavanah, and Bezrat Hashem, may it be so that you open in Beit Midrash in French, focusing on Chassidut, meditation, Cheshbon HaNefesh, and of course Musar, and may it be so, because you do have Torah to offer, and we are so grateful to have you on the faculty here at Kehilat Musar to offer your Torah and your Musar. So what is your intention, your kavanah for this e-course? Particularly, what do you hope to offer Francophone Jews? And I hope I said that correctly. Can you correct me?
It's perfect. Francophone Jews.
Thank you. I try. My French is horrible, as Dr. Peretz knows. Rosh Hashanah, someday I will learn it better. And so what do you believe they need? And what is your intention? What do you hope to offer?
So basically, Francophone Jews are found in France, of course, but also Belgium, Switzerland, and some part of Canada. So that's quite big. Mm-hmm. Francophone Judaism is very inspired by a very intellectual approach to Judaism. Of course, you know Levinas and all these thinkers. But what I wanted to offer was a very deep spiritual teaching. And I felt that was kind of a lacking compound of Francophone Judaism, basically. So I wanted to create a space for chaverim and chaverot, for souls that are yearning for, you know, getting closer to Hashem in a spiritual way, that they would find a space, men and women alike, to learn together. Basically, what we do is that we go chapter by chapter in Mesilat Yesharim. I distribute the source, where I basically give the source in detail of the footnotes, because footnotes are very important. They go over through Chevrota. We meet every other week, and every week they have a morning affirmation and a Cheshbon HaNefesh practice to do hopefully in the evening. And then we debrief during the hour and a half that we meet. We debrief both the spiritual practice and the learning in Chevrota. And we move basically to the next chapter. And it's basically the Francophone Jews from France, actually, who reached out to me. I posted that I was interested to start a Musa after I made this Neder with me in October. So it's very recent. And within 2 days, Bet Tikva in Toulouse, they reached out to me and they said, "We want to start the VAD, please lead us." I was unbelievable how fast this fell together. And we're now 8 students learning for 7 sessions. So from Hanukkah to Purim, it's very, very symbolic. That's mm-hmm. what we will do. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty amazing experience and a great honor to be a shlicha for this spiritual empowering.
That's amazing. I was just going to say to you, has been your experience? What have you learned so far from leading this e-course? Do you want to add anything?
Sure. Actually, we had 2 sessions already, mm-hmm. and they were pretty terrific. We did just basically the introduction and the first chapter, and I was very, very amazed by the strength of the decisiveness of each chaver and chavera to really bring himself and herself to the experience. And that's not easy. We, in France, we're not really taught to share our feelings and to go deep into personal elements. So I was very impressed by their openness, and I felt extremely blessed to be able to teach those souls. And it's very clear from the 2 first class that they really want to work on themselves to serve better the divine in the purest way they can. And to be honest, there is no better thrill for a teacher to help souls on their journey and toward closeness to God. Oh,
such a gift, just such a blessing. It's so beautiful. I feel so blessed that you are offering this. And I can imagine that the Beit Tikva and the Francophone Jews are also very, very just so full of gratitude, and may they want to continue to learn with you. Who knows, this may turn into a longer project, because Mesilat Yesharim is longer than from Hanukkah to Purim. It's kind of like a taste of Musar. I'm guessing that they will probably want to continue with you, or you will similarly offer this. And it's such a gift to the world to have you be able to offer your Torah. And we're all better for it. You're bringing such great light. And I'm so grateful for your time today to offer this interview to the community of Kehilat Musar in the world. And thank you today.
My pleasure. Yes, absolutely. Actually, the president of the synagogue was already mentioning that he would like more session, but we were very scared not to have even three students. And we managed to gather eight students in a very short time. So I'm very hopeful. And of course, I'll do the best to light the spark of the soul. And then hopefully, this is going to be a much longer journey together.
That's just beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you again.
My pleasure.